Com.
I don't care what y'all say.
Oh. It's time to rock and roll.
And welcome back to The Rack. My name is Jackie Feist, and I am joined by Lindsay Ward and TJ Omega, here to talk about her new movie, Bounty Hunters, available now at TrishStratus.com, is seven-time WWE Women's Champion and Diva of the Decade, Trish Stratus. Trish, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we're awesome, and we do appreciate you coming today. I want to actually open up with asking you about something in Bounty Hunter specifically that I saw in a trailer on YouTube. There is what looks like to be an epic fight scene between you and another female in
correct.
This. just tell us a little bit about that. I mean, first of all, I love that kind of aggression between two women in a movie. You don't see that often, but kind of what was that like on a film set compared to being in the ring with a trained WWE diva?
Very different. Obviously, you know, the medium of film is very different because there's no instant gratification when you do a move on the movie set. They don't necessarily cheer. So, you know, it was a little bit different to adapt it, of course. However, the thing that was similar is that, you know, I got together with, her name's Andrea. She's Jules and Ruby are the characters you'll see having an epic battle. But it's, you know, her name is Andrea James Louis, and, she's a martial artist. She's also a stunt person. And so initially we hooked up and we got together because, you know, we were going to approach the scene as traditional movie making would, and we would just be doing some stunt work. Well, Trish, who is a wrestler, didn't understand you don't make contact when you do stunt work. So I said to her, you know, let's approach the scene a little bit differently. So we worked a couple months beforehand. We did the training. Each of us got trained into a specific, like I learned Krav Maga, which is an Israeli special ops fighting. So the fight choreographer who worked with us, he was really, you know, really keen on making sure that each character had a specific fight series, or even like, you know, who some of the characters who didn't have a fight style were had a specific gun that they used. So he was very protective over that. Much like, you know, Fit Finley did with the women's division, was kind of like, this is your style, this is your style. And so we learned, you know, I learned the style. We trained a couple months together, and it gave us a chance to really build that chemistry. And I think we built this chemistry, which is the same thing that I would build in the ring with someone. You know, it's important to have that chemistry, have that trust factor. And then the fact that we approached the scene, I would say not as stunt people, but as fighters, we decided to just no boundaries. Let's go in 110% and really just deliver this. And I think that's why you get this extra sort of realism that's brought to those scenes, and something that really, I think, hasn't been seen before from women on the big screen.
Awesome. Awesome.
Now, you actually have real world experience bringing down criminals, don't you?
I do, actually. Yes, I do. Thanks for bringing that up. I was sworn in the Muncie Police Department. I did Armed and Famous. Mm-hmm. So, that was right after I retired from WWE in 2006. I went out to Muncie, Indiana, did Armed and Famous, and I did the proper police training, except for the driving training we didn't do. But proper police training, the shooting training, I was sworn in, had a Glock 40 on my hip, and I was fighting crime for a little bit there, yes.
I have to ask about that, because I grew up in Muncie.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I watched that whole show, recognizing the entire neighborhood.
That's cool.
Yeah, I wish I knew it was filming. I would have flown up, visited my uncle, maybe stopped by my old school, and robbed the liquor store while I was there.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, would you have done some... Yeah, you would have broken the law just to... It was funny, we kept getting... The criminals were like, oh, I'm so excited I get to get arrested by Trish Stratus. I was like, oh, we're creating more crime. This is not good.
I know my luck. I'd end up on national television being frisked by Eric Estrada. how did that experience influence your role in Bounty Hunters?
I would say I was more influenced by my wrestling background than I did my actual police training background. I mean, that was, to be honest, like, I mean, police officers, I mean, I have so much respect for their job. And, you know, to go out there, I mean, that's no joke. I mean, you're out there every night and your life literally is at risk. And it was just, you know, my first call out there was meeting a family who had just had their house burned down, and it was like a week before Christmas and all their belongings were gone. And so, you know, I suddenly had to take on this role of like, you know, a counselor almost, where they were crying. explaining to me, and I was like, wow, like, you don't realize how much emotion and just how much stuff they go through, besides being in danger. You know, you never know what could be around the corner. So, I have so much respect for them. I would say Bounty Hunters was, you know, I drew more from my wrestling experience and my fight background in this particular role.
Okay. That's great. So speaking of reality shows, you were part of the new Tough Enough, which aired last year.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like as far as transitioning from an active performer to a more trainer?
It was the perfect role for me, actually. At that point, you know, been retired for a couple of years at that point. And, you know, I got the call and it was like, you know, you're going to be with Steve Austin and Bill and Booker. And to me, it was just a great opportunity to take some of the experiences that I gained while I was a performer and bring it to these new kids who were just super passionate about what they wanted to do and just really driven kids. And, you know, I kind of said to them, I'm like, well, I'm going to bring some yoga to this show if you guys are cool with that. Because I knew, for me personally, what really made me a great performer, especially towards the end, was once I discovered yoga, it was something that it made me a better performer, you know, just physically and mentally, not only what, you know, physically to be able to take the wear and tear of the job, but also what it did mentally for me as a performer to be able to, you know, just kind of take that breath before I went out on stage and really just deliver what I needed to do and be on my A game with a clear head. It was something that I felt I wanted to show the kids. And it was kind of a cool thing because I did see how it wasn't just like, oh, we're going to do yoga with Trish. I mean, they took it serious, and I would see in the ring, like, they would be nervous before they'd meet up with Steve or something, you know, at the big finale scene, and I'd say, look, like, tap into that breathing, and that would be something they would do. Or they were doing up and overs in the ring, and I'd say, okay, well, let's remember the core, remember how we engaged in plank, and they would kind of tap into that too. So I discovered also just by being on set in this capacity that it was something that really does help you as a performer, so it was kind of cool to bring that to them.
That's awesome. Were you able to talk Bill, Booker, Steve into doing the yoga with you guys? Or,
you know, Steve, I'm still working on. Bill was actually he was pretty open-minded. He was like, absolutely. And I know I sent him my Stratosphere Yoga DVD and my Fit Gloves. Have you guys heard about my Fit Gloves and my Stratosphere Yoga? Yeah. So I sent it to him. So I would say maybe his wife is using it more than he is. But he's not afraid of giving a little plank, I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh. Or asking the kids around him to do it, whatever.
And for those who are just joining us, we are here with Trish Stratus. You can follow Trish on Twitter at trishstratus.com. And Trish, we've been told you're a bit of a Twitter feed.
I do like the Twitter. You know, it's been neat to, I guess maybe, you know, the fact that I've been retired and I think it was tough enough that I finally was like, I just felt initially, what the heck am I going to write about? And then when I did Tough Enough, I realized that I had some fun stuff to talk about just being on the show and being around, you know, Booker and Steve and Bill. And then I just, it was a great way to connect with the fans again. And the really cool thing is, you know, obviously I've kind of come full circle in my career going back to my fitness roots, where now I've launched my fitness yoga line. And so I kind of was like, well, let's kind of see if the fans are interested in this yoga movement that I'm doing, this fitness movement. And so, you know, before I would see people saying like things like, oh, you should kick her butt and this match was awesome. And now I'm seeing people, you know, I'll put tips out there and I'll put recipes out there and people are like really, you know, interested. And I see people going, you know, I took the stairs today at work. Trish Stratus would be proud. Or I did, you know, I ran 10Ks today. I hope Trish, you know, and it's cool because they're, you know, we're getting older and people are just being more aware of their health. And that was my ultimate message initially when I first started to kind of get into the entertainment world, was to spread health and fitness goals, you know. So it's been neat to spread it through Twitter and my Facebook as well. So it's been fun. I do enjoy it.
Well, what other types of social media do you use besides Twitter?
Facebook. My Facebook's awesome. Like right now I'm doing this thing with Bounty Hunters where I'm giving the autograph. If you go through, if you like my page, you'll get an autographed copy of Bounty Hunters. So, and it's kind of a cool little thing on there, which I just think it's neat to be interactive, and I get on there and I chat with them. And I feel like it's a great way to get your finger on the pulse of what people want, you know. So everything from my yoga video, like right now, I put out Stratus for Yoga. It's been really well received, and I'm kind of just out there saying, so what else do you guys want to see? And so now it's sort of helping me, and I'm creating a second DVD, and so it'll kind of steer my direction a little bit. And, you know, I mean, it was something, even back in the day, I've had a website since 1999, which is crazy. You know, TrishStratus.com has been around that long. And I remember back in the day, I even would tap into my fans on, like, my WWE DVD was like, okay, what top 10 matches do you want? And the fans picked it through my website. So I've just been really aware of my fans, and having that presence online has been really important, and obviously in building myself as well as my brand.
Awesome. That's great. What was it like working with Snooki? I mean, was it hard to follow Triple H and Undertaker last year?
Well, I seem to get put in this spot a lot, you know. I think the hardest spot was probably The Rock. I don't think anything can be worse than following someone like The Rock and Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 18. So, you know, Taker and Hunter, I got that. No, you know, I'm just really like, all I'm aware of is like going out there, like, I'm just going to do what I do the best that I can do out there. And, you know, I thought the fans were really actually quite receptive. I thought it was an awesome moment for me, was watching 68,000 people boo my babyface partner, Snooki. But we had a little trick up our sleeve, knowing that at the very precise moment she would pull this, you know, crazy backflip out. Because, you know, when we initially hooked up, I said, so do you anything athletic? Like, can you do anything athletically? Let's talk here. Let's get your skill set down. You know, and she's like, well, I used to be a cheerleader and I used to be a gymnast. I'm like, oh, that's kind of perfect. So we talked about what she could do, what she was able to do. We worked a little bit on that move. And I was like, she's like, well, what else can I do? I'm like, no. This will be all you'll need to do at the precise moment. And, you know, it was kind of cool to see 68,000 fans be like, boo. And then, oh, okay. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Okay. We'll cheer you.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's a memorable moment. It changed the tone of the match for sure.
Well, since we discussed Snooki, one question I wanted to ask Trish, since you are kind of heralded as the leader of the Brunette Mafia, and Lindsay and I are both brunettes, we wanted to ask for honorary membership.
Ooh, okay. I'll need you guys to do my yoga DVD. I'll have to send it to you guys. And once you can say that you can do some downward dogs and hold plank for at least a minute, then you're in.
Yes, ma'am. Sweet. Absolutely.
We will totally do that.
Okay, good. You guys should take my 30-day challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I launched that at the beginning of the year. I just felt like people were like, oh, I can't wait for New Year's. I want to do a New Year's resolution. So I thought that was my way of seeing what fans wanted and what people out there wanted. So I created this 30-day challenge where we all went on it together. We did yoga and we, you know, integrated just, you know, healthy living, healthy eating. And it's very simple to follow, just that you have to follow it for 30 days. So it's, you know, that's the trick of it. And it's been awesome. Oh my God, I've read some stories of people like transforming, not only physically, but they've said like what it's doing for them, just the confidence booster they've gotten. I've had girls write, say, you know, just to hear people say, wow, you're doing great, or good job, or you look great, has just boosted their confidence. And it's just really cool to see. So that's an example of what I mean, but just by getting, you know, connected with everybody and getting online. So I will send you the 30-day challenge if you're up for it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Ma'am. Absolutely.
Excellent. Cool.
There's one quick thing I have to ask about, which I remember an appearance on MTV Cribs.
Uh-huh.
Do you still keep up with that wrestling figure collection?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah, it's updated. Like, we switch the belts on the figures. We're such kids. It's hilarious, actually. We're like full-grown adults, but we have toys. And yeah, but we do. We keep up with it. We have the collection. And someone actually made a very cool Trish Stratus doll with brunette hair. So, you know, there's yet to be an official one made yet. I need to call Mattel, apparently. But yeah, so she's kind of standing at the very front of our collection.
That's awesome.
I have to ask all the guests about toy collecting.
Are you a toy collector?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. How's your collection?
Overwhelming.
Oh, yeah?
poverty inducing at times, but it's fun.
Uh-huh. Is it just wrestling figures?
Not so much wrestling figures. I'm an old Transformer fan, so many plastic robots.
Very cool. Okay. You know, I went recently, I was in Los Angeles, and I went and toured the Mattel factory. It was awesome. I mean, you won't even, like, just to see everything I got to, and I also collect Barbies, so that's like a little like thing that I used to do back in the day, but so I got to see how they make the Barbies, how they put the hair in the Barbies, and then I got to see how they do the hot rod cars, and so that was kind of an awesome moment. You would love it. Just
probably
saying.
Would.
Not to make you jealous, I'm just saying that I got to do it.
Well, back on a serious note, you can go to TrishStratus.com to pick up a copy of her movie, Bounty Hunters, available right now, and you can get an autographed copy as well. Is that correct? Trish?
Yes. All you have to do is like my page.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And Facebook, and just do a search for Trish Stratus?
Trish Stratus.com. Yeah, same thing.
Trish Stratus. Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome. Well, once again, you can go to TrishStratus.com. Oh, I'm sorry, Trish. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's out today. As of today, you can go anywhere, all over U.S., all over Canada, and get it. It's already been released in the U.K. last week, so it's out there, and it's slated for worldwide release, so get your bounty hunter on.
And is this something that's available on Amazon as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, you having been someone who's been in the public eye for a long time, I'm sure this is not the first movie that you've been pitched, but this is your first feature role. What is it that you liked about this? What was it that made you want to do this as your first feature role?
It was mostly the action, the action of the movie, and the fact that it was filming in Canada. It was filming in Toronto, which is where I live, and just to support a Canadian cast and crew was important to me. But like I said, the role, the director wrote with me in mind, and so he didn't actually think he'd actually get me to play the role, but it sort of made its way to me. The script made its way to me, and I was just excited about really just showcasing a little bit, what the wrestling world does and what we do as performers, as sports entertainers. It was an interesting opportunity for me to go and showcase that. I came into a bit of a producing role when I came on board, because I wanted to maintain the integrity of the fight scenes. And so that was like really important to me, and that's what made the project really appealing to me.
Oh, awesome. That's great. And I mean, just to show stuff a little bit more, again, why should the fans go out and pick up this movie? Give us a little bit of taste of what we're going to get.
Epic fight scenes. Epic chick fights.
So that's it. That's
yeah, it. Right? No, honestly, I really feel like people will walk away. I mean, the film itself is such a fun film. Boomer Phillips is my other co-star, and he is hilarious. And he brought such, I guess, organic comedy to the script that we just sort of, the director, he let us go off and he said, just do what you got to do with it, and gave us that creative freedom. And so when he was unleashed, it was just like he's hilarious. And the chemistry, again, it's one of those things that comes down to chemistry. So the chemistry between him and I, definitely reads on screen. And I think, the director at one point, he goes, when he wrapped, he said, I had the choice of, sticking with a traditional action flick that I had written on the script, or due to the comedy then the banter that you guys created, I had a potential comedy on my hands. So he ended up cutting it, so it was a comedy, an action comedy, and I think he made a great decision. I think it's really fun, and really the Canadian, like, just the whole crew, we had such a blast making it, and that's why I think you could feel that energy. When you can tell when someone's like, we're having a good time making it, and so I do believe that's why the audience will have such a great time watching it.
And once again, you can go to TrishStratus.com, pick up a copy of Bounty Hunters. You can follow her on Twitter at TrishStratus.com. Trish, thank you so much for joining us. This has really been a blast. We just really do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the support.
And we'll be right back with more after this on The Rack.